The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser.
King Salman and your crown prince don't have us fooled here in the United States. Well, maybe they do. You look at the media, you just can't buy PR like that. And the latest scam he's shown is that ultimately he has presented himself as now recognizing Israel. Now, I have to say, of all of my skepticism, this one's the least skeptical. I think it's believable. He made a statement with the Haaretz quoting him. He said, "I believe the Palestinians and the Israelis have a right to their own homeland, but we have to have a peace agreement to assure the stability for everyone and to have normal relations." Saudi Arabia's birthplace and is the birthplace of Islam, and he went on to say that Israel has a right to be recognized, which I think it's about time Saudi Arabia made that recognition. I think it's not new. It's new to an American audience. But if you look at what's been happening in the Middle East, as Iran has been trying to hegemonize its influence into Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon, Saudi Arabia has already had a number of backdoor diplomatic channel meetings with Israel. And I would imagine during those meetings, it would not be far-fetched to assume that they've been predicated on Saudi Arabia finally ending its long-time part of a rejection of the recognition of the State of Israel. Now, here's the thing. A recognition of the State of Israel by the leading hypocrites of the OIC, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which is the neo-caliphate, does not make it so. What would make it so? Why does the Saudi tribe not recognize Israel? Because it's part of their theology. It's part of the Wahhabi anti-Semitism. It's part of the hate that they teach. So on the one hand, the U.S. Commission on Religious Freedom has repeatedly told them that they need to modify their texts and take out the anti-Semitism and the hate that's become such a part of their culture. On the other hand, you just can't remove it by whiting it out, by taking out the sentences that are obviously anti-Semitic. They must have a shift towards a culture of equality, a culture of theological recognition that Islam is not the only pathway to God, that Christians are monotheistic, believe in the God of Abraham, that Jews are monotheistic, come from the same tradition, and that they are not given their rights from Islam, but from God, from the same God we worship, and that ultimately they should not have to live in an Islamic state, that there should be rights to the building of synagogues and churches in Saudi Arabia, on and on, which would make it a reality. So the recognition of Israel needs to be followed, if it's true, with a recognition of where that denial comes from. It doesn't just come from the politics of the Israeli-Palestinian situation. It comes from the theology of Wahhabism. So I'll believe the little 32-year-old prince, the spoiled prince, when he backs it up with Wahhabi clerics who recognize the Quranic interpretation that recognizes the State of Israel, when he backs it up with fatwas, religious rulings, religious legal jurisprudence that then says the State of Israel has legitimacy, the State of Israel should be recognized as a democracy, that there is no theological barrier to recognizing the State of Israel, and then recognizing all of the other aspects that reject and I think should circumscribe that part of the Quran, especially the chapter 5, that does talk sometimes quite critically about a Jewish tribe in which ultimately the Muslim community had a war against. But modernizing and reforming those ideas is not too difficult. You can do that by saying it only applies to that one tribe, it only applies to that one period of time, and does not apply now into the 21st century. But none of that theology, none of that interpretation was part of the conversation.
You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser. The Blaze Radio Network.